Claire Davis and I'm here with Mental Health Chats, and we are talking about psychological safety. And I'm really excited because I've got a lovely lady that I've worked with for a few years called Carrie Assunston. So hello, Carrie, how are you?
Hello and good morning, calling in from Central Coast, California.
Excellent, excellent. So just quickly, in a nutshell, who is Carrie Assunston?
I just want to say thank you so much for having me here today, Claire. Let's see, what can I share with you? So I help often overwhelmed business owners to align with their purpose, their passion, and their profitability so they can thrive in business, really. So we're aligned in the way that I really am helping individuals to ditch the stress and to begin to live with a greater sense of aliveness. So it's a background in human resources. I was an HR exec, and also a background in somatic psychotherapy.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm up to.
It's excellent. And I'm really fortunate to have done some work with you, Carrie, and I feel that I'm really fortunate. So what I'd like you to do is you've just said that in a real nutshell. Can you just explain in a little bit more detail exactly what that means for listeners out there?
Yeah. So I just have to say it's been an honor to know you over the past few years. You are just a bright light, Claire, and so bright. You have so much to share with people. So I felt so honored that you asked me to be here today. So, and then I think I shared with you that when you originally talked about psychological, how safety and why it's so important to lead a group, I was like, I don't know, what do I have to say about that? But I realized, wow, this is really where I've been at for a number of years. So I don't know, what can I share with you? I think it's really important as I reflected on the landscape of what it's been like to work with teams is that managers used to, lead with incentives or rewards and also with punitive assessment plans. But it felt like it was very, rigid. And this whole ability to realize that we are human beings, not human doers, is really, I think, the crux of where you and I come together to help managers, leaders, superstars, to take it to the next level. So I think really it's about getting clear what it is that they want to create. So if it's a high performing team or it's a high performing company, and then what are those KPIs or key performance indicators that they need to keep their eye on in order to basically manage their organization for excellence. I'm not about just doing mediocre stuff. No. I want to take it to the next level, and I know you do too.
And you're amazing with that. So you actually work with mainly business owners to get things to the next level with their mindset, don't you?
Yeah, they often come to me when they're just stressed out, overwhelmed. And interestingly enough, it's much like the way I was a few years ago, right? We often learn from our own, call it, I don't know if it's a failure or mistakes, but I can remember not too many years ago where So I did the corporate deal, right? And then I started doing the entrepreneurial deal, and I thought that I could do it by myself. And that's not the path to success. Mm-hmm. So leaning into a team that can help support me in the process. And I've found that really there's so many groups that, like, we've experienced that too, right?
Yeah.
Of leaning in to a team that appreciates your brilliance and can see your brilliance and sometimes can even spot it when you can't see it yourself.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Thank you, Carrie, for that. So let's talk about in a manager's role in the corporate world and that term psychological safety. Why is psychological safety so important when you are managing a team?
You know, I was thinking about this morning, and I was thinking about how managers managed just a few years ago and how now managers are really acknowledging, again, that we are human beings, we're not human doers. Mm. And that when people aren't feeling safe, you and I both know this because we've studied positive intelligence, right? PQ, that body of work that came out of Stanford from Shahrzad Charmaine, is that when employees aren't feeling safe, they're motivated through fear, guilt, anger, insecurity, shame. But when they're motivated in what we call the sage mind, when they are motivated by the positive emotions of curiosity, creativity, even if I say this, you know, my heart starts opening, my mind starts opening, a place of purpose and passion. We know, studies have shown, that they are actually more generative, they're more creative, they're, because you know, that's there's the part of our brain when we're in that punitive mode, the guilt, the shame, that shuts us down. And it's only looking at like really small area. But when we are able to feel safe, right, that opening, that we're able to be more creative. And I think that's where we want to be motivating people, from that place of allowing them to offer their brilliance, right?
Yeah, definitely. And let's think about our teams then. It's the managers who need to drive psychological safety, really. And if you're a team member and feeling vulnerable, why are you relying on your manager to drive that psychological safety? Why is that so important?
I think that your manager then sets the tone for the culture and the organization, right? So in fact, I go into organizations and I do assessments on this where I said, okay, let me just sit in on a meeting so I can see what's going on. And you can tell if an organization is, it's called receptive to making mistakes, so learning forward, or whether it's a punitive, stay safe kind of situation. So the manager is basically setting the tone for the organization or for the team. And so by having, by basically having a culture, because it's really the culture, right? Having a culture where it's open, it's curious. It's like, oh, I often say the best way to run a meeting is to say, not only what are your celebrations, but what are your struggles and where do you need support?
Yeah.
Right? It's not like you're expected. I've been in meetings before. You probably have too. I used to support a service of 500 people domestically across the United States. And it was very like, so what are your numbers? What are your numbers? Right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
one part of who people are. Instead, saying, so yeah, those questions. What are you celebrating? What are your struggles? And where do you need support?
Yeah, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. And I think that's really, really key, that it's the manager's tone to bring across that it's okay that we are struggling, and it's okay to ask for support. And in asking those three questions, it will set the tone that that's okay. It's not just about being targets, 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 and achieving them. It's about being a human being, exactly what you've said.
Yeah, bringing the human back into the fold, right? Because we used to have the industrial model. In fact, my son was mentioning about this. He goes, Mom, we were trained in school. It's like that industrial model, right?
Yeah.
But there's people that are, he goes, so I'm going to study psychology, I think.
Well done. Well done.
So, and I'm curious too, you know, so what, I want to hear your, what you think is so important about this, that the tone of the mouth that the manager is setting for the.
Yeah, it goes back to my days when I first became a manager, actually, Carrie. I had it really, really tough, like a lot of people. We become a manager because we're good at our job, and we're not ever told how to be a manager. And in the organization where I was working, it was either get your targets, do really well, your team does really well, or out. So if we weren't coping on a psychological level, if we were feeling low, if we were feeling, I actually burnt out in that organization, and I couldn't tell anyone. I was physically and emotionally exhausted. And so for me, this is of the paramount, and this is why I've got my A-Star management program, because it's for managers who are feeling stuck, who are feeling overwhelmed, who are feeling in silos, exactly what I went through. And it's all about bringing together not just the management skills of achieving the targets and being creative, it's also the mental health side of things where we support our teams as well. So it's got both sides in it.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Because I have to say, I remember what that was like, what you're talking about, the silos, because I was a woman in an executive position. And there weren't that many people, women, around the boardroom table. And so who are you supposed to go to actually admit that you don't have all the answers or you don't have somebody to lean into? So I think that's fantastic that you've acknowledged that mental health is a key component to living or living into a more generative, it's, I'll call it generative lifestyle, not just business, but.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And, you know, I remember sitting around the boardroom table and just feeling exhausted and nobody ever said, what are we celebrating? Nobody ever said, what are we struggling with? And nobody ever said, how can I help you? Those questions you've just said. So we never celebrated the achievements. It was on to the next thing, on to the next thing. Yeah. And that word struggle never came into our vocabulary. It was absolutely appalling. And so therefore that was then passed on to our teams. It was all about targets, targets, targets. So yeah, I think a lot of us experience that. And I want to change the world, but it's not happening anymore in the corporate world because we are human beings, as you said.
And you know what, I'll just put this little pin there, is that it feels like the feminine style of leadership is coming through, that sense of collaboration, that sense of communication, that sense that we can create a thriving place. Less competition, I mean, competition's always going to be around, less competition, but more collaboration.
Definitely, definitely. If we can work together and get our management teams working together, helping each other, making each other accountable, and, you know, supporting. It's all about supporting. Oh, you've been wonderful, Carrie, as always. I love working with you.
I love being with you.
Yeah. So I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who are watching or listening to this who are saying, I want to meet Carrie. So where can people find you?
Well, I have a variety of ways, but one of the best ways is possibly Linktree. Have you ever used that?
I do know Linktree. Yes, definitely. Yeah.
So I'm on Linktree with Carrie, K-T-E. So it's C-A-R-R-I-E. K-T-E is short for Keys to Empowerment. And it has the wide variety of ways in which you can begin to either attend one of my mini workshops or to find me on social media. So I welcome anybody who's kind of curious about what we've been talking about today to come take a look.
That's fantastic. So thank you so much for your time, Carrie. You have given us such wise words. You're amazing. So thank you. Take care.
Have a great day.
You too.